Yud Dalet Shvat, Tuesday the 7th of February, Rabbi Chaim Yitzhak Greenblatt, Tu B'Shvat.
Good morning. Shulchan Aruch is the Paskin, the Halacha, that on Tu B'Shvat one does not say Tachanun. Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Ein Neuflin Al Peneihem V'Chamisha Osa B'Shvat. And the Mishabrua adds that this includes the mincha that precedes Tu B'Shvat, that's today's mincha. One does not say Tachnun mincha today. There is, however, a great difficulty with this. Because if you look at the essence of the day of Chamisha Osa B'Shvat at its source, which is the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says the following, Arba Rosh Hashanim Hei, therefore Rosh Hashanim, the Mishnah enumerates, first of Nisan, first of Elul, first of Tishri, and the last one is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Where we actually find the Machlokes Tanoim, Beshamai say, Beshamai's opinion is, Be'echod Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Beshile Elohimrim, Siddle say, Bechamisha Osa B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. The Gemara explains that the significance of the day of Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, of Tu B'Shvat is, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Dalet, Hoyil V'Yotzu Roiv Gishmei Hashanah. Because at this point, most of the rain that is needed for the growing of the Tevuah has fallen by Tu B'Shvat. Rashi explains that the hasraf yotze b'ilonos, the sap in the tree has now risen to the top of the tree. Umeata, and now hapeiros chointin, and now the fruit can start growing. Question is, which the Shem Shmuel asked in the Sefer, that generally, if you look in the calendar, which type of days do we not say tachanun? We don't say tachanun on a Yom Tov, Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, good example. These are days which have Kedusha in it, which there was a ness, something happened to Klal Yisrael. Tu B'Shvat, is a natural process in the Bria. It's most of the rain has arrived. It's something which affects the whole world. It's not miyuchah to Klal Yisrael, it's not a special, it's a process. There's many processes in the Bria, a natural process. So why is the halacha that one does not say tachanun on Tu B'Shvat? That's the question of the Shem Yishma. It's an interesting answer. It says that everything in the physical world, in the Olam HaGashmi, in this world, is actually a mirror reflection of the Olam HaRuchni. It's actually showing us what's going on, B'Shroshay, in the real world, in the spiritual world. Many examples, just simple, the Gemara says, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, even though there's a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, there's a physical Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata built with bricks, but really, in essence, it's keneged, mechuvin keneged, Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. The real Beis HaMikdash is Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. Everything in this world has a mirror reflection in the Olam HaRuch. Says the Sef Shem Shmur. Until today, until tonight, until Tu B'Shvat, these months have been the months of the winter. Winter months. Winter months in this world, in Olam HaGashmi, represent barren, there's no fruit growing, there's darkness, the days are short, there's a choshech. That shows us in the Olam HaRuchni, the spiritual world, there is also a hester. It is difficult, interesting, it's difficult to do Avodas Hashem, to be Mekayem Mitzvahs in these first 4 months, from the beginning of the year up to Tu B'Shvat. The Olam HaGashmi, the fact there is darkness and hester in the physical world, shows that there's difficult nisyonis in the ruchnistic world. However, from today, from tonight, where the spring starts, it's a time of renewal. where the spring is arriving, the trees start budding. The days start getting longer, brighter, lighter. The climate improves. That Olam HaGashmi actually is showing us what's going on in the Olam HaRuchni. Fascinating, it says, from now, from tonight, the person makes a resolution to strengthen his ways in Avodas Hashem. He will find it much easier to learn Torah, to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, to have Kavon and Davening. And he brings it, his father, the Avnei Nezer, the great Gaon, the Avnei Nezer, said that from Tu Bishvat, he felt a complete change in his Chidushei Torah. Complete change. The Chidushei Torah became clearer, became easier to be Mechadish Torah. Because the fact that the world starts becoming brighter shows us that in spiritual and ruchnistic and yonim is also becoming brighter. Says the Sem Shmuel, you know why we don't say Tachnun tonight? Why we don't say Tachnun on Chamisha Osov Bishvat? It's because it's a ruchnistic yonim. True! We talk about the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, that the trees start growing. But that's the real essence of the day is spiritual day. It's a day where we're starting a new Tekufa. It's a new period of growth in Avodas Hashem. If a person applies himself, he can actually feel an easier time in Avodas Hashem. I think when we talk about Tu Bishvat, Chamisha Osov Bishvat, we're more familiar with the minig of eating fruits. And I think the minig is, most people have a minig to eat 15 fruits on Tu Bishvat. It's an amazing thing because it's a universal minig to eat 15 fruits. And you start searching for sources of this. Virtually non-existent. 15 fruits. There is a Mogen Avraham, where the Mogen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. I'll tell you exact one line of the Mogen Avraham. One line. I'll tell you what he says. Noyagim, leharbois, bepeirois, bechamisha osavishah. There's a minig to add, to eat peiros. No word of 15. Yeah. Reb Tzadik HaKohen in his Sefer Pri Tzadik says he made research in the Rishonim, in the Kadmonim, to find a source for having fruits on, for even eating, the idea of eating fruits on Tu Bishvat. And he says, Minig ze lechel peiros lo niskar be Kadmonim. Rishonim, Kadmonim is a bit later. I did find one sefer, Maram Chagiz, that's a Kavman, Maram Chagiz, who writes, it's a minig laharbois bepeiros, which is the same loshen as the Mogen Avraham. Pri Tzadik carries on. He says, Chas v'sholem, do not abuse this minig, because minag Yisroel Torah, minag, even a minig in Klal Yisroel, has Kedusha, Minag Yisroel Torah. And if the Mogen Avraham and the Maram Chagiz says, Noyagim Laharbois Bepeiros, that's a Minag Yisroel Torah. And he adds a beautiful thought, the idea of eating fruit. And he explains, and this is a bit Kabbalistic, but on a simple level, he says that there's a Sefer HaYetzira. Sefer HaYetzira is a Kabbalah Sefer, it's actually attributed to Avraham Avinu. Many secrets of Kabbalah in the Sefer HaYetzirah. And one of the things the Sefer HaYetzirah writes is that every month of the year was created with a different letter. A different letter of the Aleph Beis. Istakel Bo'iraisa Ubara Alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and he created the world. What was the month of Shvat? The month of Shvat, says the Sefer HaYetzirah, was created with a letter Tzadik. Actually, Sefer Yetzirah adds another word. Tzadik bili'ita. Tzadik bili'ita. Ita means eating, swallowing. Says the Sefer HaYetzirah. Says Reb Tzadik HaKohen. Tzadik A tzaddik, a symbol of a tzaddik, says Reb Tzadik, is the pasuk tzaddik oichal lesoiva nafshe. A tzaddik only eats the minimum, the amount he needs to sustain himself. He eats lesoiva nafshe, to satisfy himself, to give him strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says tzaddik b'le'ita, that's the letter of the month. If that's the letter of the month, tzaddik eating, tzaddik swallowing, then he says, I now understand the inyan of eating fruit. When you eat fruit, says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, and you keep the Minad Yisrael Torah, you keep the Minad Yisrael, Alidei Achilas Mitzvah, Mesaknein Sheyu Kol Ho Achilas Bekdusha, V'lachei Noyag in Yisrael Litoy Mikol Minei Peres B'yom Zeh, She'alidei Minad Yisrael Shehu Torah Machnisin Kedusha L'Achila, V'alidei Zeh Mesaknein Kol Ho Achilas Sheyia Bekdusha. Fascinating thing. When you sit down and eat your fruits, and you say, why am I doing this? Why am I eating the fruits today? Because it's a minag, and we treat not only halacha, but every minag, in minag Yisrael Torah, every anhaga of a yid has kedusha. And you do that with the right kavana, you're actually inserting kedusha into the food, and you're mesakein, he says, you're mesakein all the achilas possibly during the year we ate without kavana, without that kavana, by eating the fruit with the right kavana, is machnisin kedusha or mesaknim kol achilas shebe kedusha. That's a very beautiful thought. There is in the Mefoshim, the early Mefoshim, another reason. And this is a completely different aspect. Listen to this fascinating thing. It's not the eating of the fruit. The object here is the broth. It's the boirefiyot. And the idea is, showing in the Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Tov Lamed, and the Rabbeinu Bachaya has his paper, Holy Bible. Every time we make a bracha, every time we make a bracha, we bless us, but God doesn't need our blessing. God doesn't need our blessing. What happens is, when we make a bracha, we recognize that our food comes from our disposal. We actually bring down bracha to ourselves. Bring down bracha. We say, Baruch HaTashem, you have been spoken, why are you creating the food? That recognition brings Shema bracha down to ourselves. Rabbeinu Bachaya writes, Kaji Taker, the Abrochois Einom Soyrach de Boya, what is that? And on Soyrach Hedin, for us, the Hu is Borach, the Toyrach Barocha, you can refer to Barocha, the Eichol Abrochois Kedaina, Barocha. The Hei Hake Eles, the Arubu Kedim Eilei, Olam Avorech Al Mashem Ene, the Mei, Al Hashkocha, the Hu is Ale, we say our bracha and give testimony that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the fruit. It's Chuzeh HaTavua V'Apeiros Nisbaruch Hu Nu Misrabi. But we say Baruch HaTah Hashem, the one that benefits, we get the bracha. We bring bracha to our panosa, but we need to have a bracha for panosa, for Heshef and any Indian. Blessing ourselves, what will come down to us. That we need to have bracha for the coming spring, the coming summer, that the tzvua should be in this forest, we should have a shefa, that our tzvua should grow well, to make the bracha the kavod. one boy for your eight, and that's close. That doesn't say take all the one.
Lay down. Have something tonight. Take one boy for your
eight. Have something tomorrow morning. Have something tomorrow afternoon.
Said three times the brother boy for your eight.
You've had three opportunities to bring down the brother. Tell him you'll just take eight for no reason. That's the great. Real reason to make the right. Every time you make a new way. Many hours. Proper takes 7 seconds. Proper takes 10 seconds. 20 seconds. This story says so much about Proper. And the Shavua starts talking about Proper. First thing he does, this opens up a paragraph where the Sefer Hasid, said, that's an echad mesmin olam, somebody passed away, and on that night, he said, he appeared to one of his relations, and he said, the main thing I'm going to have to suffer every day is the fact that I was exalted with brachas. Exalted with brachas. It could be, I didn't say brachas, my brachas well, so he always starts off and says, for the sake of the sin. The kafakai and rice. This to me was a quite a chilling kafakai. When you say that of your bullion, it's a bit kabbalistic. It brings me safer of your bullion. I quote from here. Yishe einoi mevorech birchas hanhen umezalvot. As a shon, someone who's not careful with his brothers. Sorich leizgalge, he has to come down to Gilgul, the Mayim, the Yeshem, izgalge, and the Baratai. Because when you steal money from someone, you owe money to someone, you know you have to come down to Gilgul, and that's the Zoyar and Parshas Bishvot. That's well known. Financial issues, money issues, the Zoyar, the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Chasu Sholem, and has to come down to repay one's debts. That's the Zoyar. Says the Kafachayim, you've stolen! You didn't make a bracha, it's Gezela! You've stolen from the world. The world could have benefited from your bracha, the kavana. You could have brought down a shefa bracha. So it's like a gazlan, and if you have to come down to Gilgul, like a gzeilem, is galde v'naim, over balechai. Very chilling thought. Just on a practical level. On a practical level, it's always worthwhile mentioning what I once heard, I think it's well known, from a man who was a shechatzal bracha, just very practical. He said, always make your bracha loud, audible. Because if there is a chance for us to have kavona and to have to be louder, if you whisper your brachas, then you're going to bound to not have kavona. It's an acoustic training. It's not a difficult training. Every brachas that has to shout it loud, you hear it, be audible to the ears. Each bracha you say, that's a huge help in kavona. The limit to have a on again, Shekhiyonu. We'll try to get Shekhiyonu. Difficult to source that. You're looking for tomorrow, very little source having it. But again, Nimit Israel Torah, everything is listening to it. As you will show the end of the end of the book. The Talmud says, the very last two lines of the book, Osif Odom Lichim Din Vachetim, Al Kol Shero'o Einoi Veloyot. Strong language. Osif Odom Lichim Din Vachetim, Al Kol Shero'o Einoi Veloyot. Any food or fruit that you saw, and you did not eat, Osip Adam Mitzvah Sadiq. And Rishami continues, Rabbi Eliezer choshash ladosh maitzah. Rabbi Eliezer, the Amori Rabbi Eliezer was very wide about mishmaitzah. Any food that you saw below your house will not sneak me creeping as a result of collected money through the year. But ochal the hoy we call mila chod b'shach, and you make sure to eat from every item once a year, every new item. Also, this is a dinner for Nasharo, Eina Veloyacha. This Rishalmi is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings it down to the Reish Pachas. Kosku ha'achroin in the Shem ha'Yerushalmi, the mitzvah lechel ma'at mikol mi'achot. What's the reason for that? Why is it you need to eat from kol mi'achot? The Korban Eider, explains, because kedei liten shevach v'hoidoy al Hashem al shebora b'riyos toivos lehanes behebenim. In order for us to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful creations, there are the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see some fruit which you don't not used to seeing. You see every bria was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido v'yatzmoy. It gives us an opportunity to be moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he was makbid every year to get every min chadosh and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every item. That is one of the reasons why in the new season, as the new season approaches, we try to get original fruits, exotic fruits, shechiyonu, new things which we haven't possibly tasted. To be mekayim this Yerushalmi, that you should eat and appreciate the Beruim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is, I think, a well-known minag, and that is to daven for an esrog on Tu B'Shvat, to daven for a mehuda dika esrog. And this is the sources for this are the Chassidish Sforim. The Bnei Yisoschar brings this, and he's actually medayik the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, when it says Rosh Hashanah, it says Be'echad v'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon Lashon Yochid. It doesn't say le'ilonos. So this is referring to the one and famous tree, the Esther tree, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. He says this is a day to daven for Mehuda Dika Esra, the Bnei Yisoschar brought in them the Vekuti Mariach. That's also an interesting hanhaga for Tu B'Shvat. We just have 2 or 3 minutes left. I was thinking maybe just to finish off with a practical halacha, when we have the fruits in front of us, where do you make your boir pri or eitz on? And these are actually complicated halachas, so I'm just going to simplify them. It's 2 or 3 minutes. You have a variety of fruits, a choice of fruits. So where do you say your boir pri or eitz? There's only one boir pri or eitz necessary for all the fruits. So, which fruit do you choose to make the bracha? So, generally speaking, the one that gets precedence is the choviv, your favorite fruit, the fruit which you fancy the most, choviv, the one which you are looking forward to eat. That fruit is the one you make your bracha on, and the reason is obvious, because when it's choviv, you're going to make your bracha with that bit more excitement, with that bit more kavona. You can see the depth of Chazal. Chaviv, choose the one you're going to enjoy, make your brocha with a full heart, with a full kavona. If you have a sholim, a complete fruit, and your chaviv, your favorite fruit, is cut up, has been cut into pieces, then the sholim comes before the choviv. Of course, if your choviv is sholem, then you've got everything perfect there, whole choviv. But if there's a sholem, the sholem comes, that's choshuv, the sholem is whole, it's choshuv, so give the chashivas to the bracha. So the sholem comes before the choviv. This is all when you don't have shiva saminim. This is general fruits, apples, oranges, pears. Once you have shiva saminim, that comes before everything, before choviv and before sholim. Shiva saminim is very chashuv. Shiva saminim. Sorry? Shechiyonim. Oh, we'll have a minute. We'll still get to shechiyonim. Shiva saminim has a Seder, you have a choice of Shiva Saminim. So there is the one that's closest to the Pasuk Eretz, the one that's closest to the Pasuk Eretz, and there is an accurate Seder. It's wonderful. The Torah tells us every move we do, the Torah tells us nothing is without a Cheshbon. And there's a Seder. It starts with Zaysim. Don't know anybody who has Zaysim, but it starts, the first one is olives, and then there's tamarim, there's dates, then there's grapes, the anovim, then there's te'enim, the figs, and then there's rimoinim, the pomegranates. That's the Seder. Zaysim, tamarim, anovim, te'enim, and rimoinim. Once you made your bracha, there's no kapeda. You can choose, after you've made your bracha on the eighth, you can choose and eat any seder, right? You can now, don't have to concentrate, chaviv, sholem, shiva saminim. Once you made your bracha, it's only the bracha which requires the right bracha, the right item. But after that, there's no seder. I think that's quite obvious. Now what happens if you have a shechiyona, which is your shaila, good shaila? You have a shiva saminim. You have, let's say, grapes. I mean, you've had grapes this year, so you don't need a shechiyona. And you have in front of you some exotic fruit, which is not Shiva Saminim, which requires a Shechiyonu. So the Shaila, which one would maybe think is the Shechiyonu, takes precedence over the, comes first before the Anovim. However, the Halach is very clearly not like that. What you do is very simple. You make your Boya Priates on your grapes, on your Shiva Saminim, and that Boya Priates will be poita all the fruits. And when you get to eating the Shechiyonu, you make a Shechiyonu. And maybe it's worthwhile talking about that. One Shechiyonu is poita everything. If you have several Shechiyonus, you don't have to make a Shechiyonu on each and every fruit. One Shechiyonu will be poita all the fruits. So I think we've run out of time. So Yochlu Anovim Vispo, we should enjoy the fruits, make the brachas be kavona, and we should be zochah for all the skullis of the day.